of the law. Judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone. I want to talk a few minutes on judgment, mercy, and faith. Three very important things. He said you have omitted, other words, neglect, leave out, fail to include, fail to do. You've neglected the most important thing. I know it's important to pay your tithes. The Bible says, will a man rob God? And if you rob, you're a thief. But I want to talk a little bit on judgment, mercy, and faith. I'm starting to read a book. Kim gave it to Betty, and I started reading it last night. The name of the book is Fatherless America. It'll make your head swim. Fatherless America. One third. How many thirds are there? Three. One third of the babies born in America are born out of wedlock. Unmarried mothers. One third of them. That just leaves two thirds. And what is going to happen if time goes on in America? I'm talking about the judgments of God now. What's going to happen? Who in this world is keeping these babies? I'm just about ashamed. I want you to look at me real good. I'm just about ashamed to accept my little Social Security check that I get. I'm just about ashamed to. But Houston, you pay into it? Yes, I paid into it ever since I was 16 years old. But so many other things is coming out of Social Security. It won't be long till these young boys that's growing up, they won't know what it is to get a Social Security check. I'm talking about the judgments of America. The judgments. Now let's turn over to Romans. I wish you'd read with me. Romans 2:2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. How many believe the judgments of God is truth? How many believe the judgments of God is necessary? This Bible right here is full of the judgments of God. Absolutely full of them. You can't read anywhere unless you find the judgments of God and how necessary they are. All right. Romans 2:2, I read that. Now let's go up to verse 27, verse 1. I mean chapter 1. And likewise also the women, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving to themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Talking about the judgments of God now, listen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What is reprobate? Now don't fall out with Brother Hughes tonight. I believe when you're turned over to a reprobate mind, there is not much of a chance for you. Right. When you are turned over to a reprobate mind, there is not much of a chance for you. Are you listening? I better read that 28 again. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. What things is he talking about? I'm talking about the judgment of God and faith and mercy. Real important things. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, that's the thing he's talking about. Fornication, wickedness, covetous, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignant, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without natural affection, covenant breakers, without natural affection, without understanding, I missed that one. Without natural effects, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, talking about the judgment of God, who knowing the judgment of God, how many knows in this building tonight that you're going to die one of these days? Let me see your hand. The Bible said it's once appointed a man to die. And after this, the what? The what? Who knowing the judgment of God, I know just as well when I get out of the bed of a morning that I might should meet God before the day's over. I've studied about this a lot. What am I going to do? What am I going to say when I stand before him? 67 years I've had to do something for the Lord. What am I going to say? Has my life been ruined for something else? Are the things so important that I can't pray and see God? Have I got time to fast and pray and see God? Have I got time? 67 years has gone over my head. What am I going to say when I stand before him? It's once appointed a man to die, and after this the judgment. The judgment. You've omitted the weightier matters. Faith, judgment, and mercy. You forgot about them. So many churches, they don't preach on judgment. They don't preach on faith. They don't preach on mercy. What do they preach on? God in heaven knows I don't. But I'm going to tell you tonight, we're going to stand before God one of these days. We're going to stand before the judge. Who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death. They're worthy of death. A sinner that has not repented, he knows he's going to hell. He knows that. And these things that I read to you a while ago, the judgment of God has hit America from one end to the other, trying to get people to repent. One of these days they're going to stand before that man. I have stood before lieutenants, captains, majors, colonels, generals, stood before them, saluted them. Sergeant Hughes reported, sir. My knees are knocking. What are you scared of, Brother Hughes? I don't know. There's just a man like me. But I just had a little sergeant strapped on mine. But they had a big colonel and a big star up here. And captains and majors. My knees are knocking. But what are we going to do when we stand before God if we're not ready? You know, tonight, God judges us every day we live. Every day we live, He judges us. And I pray to God, if we do something wrong, we'll make a path to an altar and say, God, forgive me, please forgive me. The judgments of God. Do we understand that? Do we understand that we're going to face God one of these days? One of these days. And Lord, you pick up the paper, and it's 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 obituaries. I read this week about a real good brother. Brother Neil used to come right here to this church. Went to his funeral on Monday. Then I read the next couple days about a man used to sing right here, Brother Wade Gentry. That ought to stop and make us think. It could be me. Brother Burns, you ain't going to live on this earth forever. Brother Williams, you ain't going to live forever on this earth. Hazel, you ain't going to live on this earth forever. One of these days, if time lasts very long, they'll read our obituary. Talking about the judgments of God. It's something to think about. Sister Hughes and I went to see a man the other day. Took Blaine, and he had never seen Blaine. 84 years old. Went in the house. Him and his wife. They was out on the porch when we went, and they had a big couch sitting there and some chairs. He said, sit down. I had Blaine in my arms. Me and Blaine just sat down in the chair, and Sister Hughes and his wife sat down over here on the couch, and he went over and just sat down on the floor and leaned up against a table just as pretty as you could, 84 years old. And after a while, he jumped up a lot faster than I can. Come here, I want to show you something. 84 years old. Lived for God all his life. Ain't God good? Do you want to trade him off? Do you want the world? I wouldn't trade him off for nothing. Thank God. Judgments of God. Now, let's go down and talk about faith a little bit. How many knows what faith is? Have you ever seen God? You get up of a morning looking God right in the face. One way you do. You can look up of a night when it's clear. You can't see God. But on the other hand, you can't see nothing but God. I've never seen God. But my faith is in God. My hope is in God. My confidence is in God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we desire. Faith in God. Jesus cursed the fig tree one time and said, from henceforth there's no fruit going to be on you. The next morning, Jesus and the disciples was there, and Peter looked at the fig tree and noticed that it was starting to wither, dry up. Why? He said, look at that fig tree. Jesus said, have faith in what? Where's our faith at tonight? Does God want us to have faith in Him? It's impossible to please Him without faith. Faith in God. We get a headache and we'll break our neck to go to the medicine cabinet. Faith in God. Who made this body? I was just telling Sister Hughes the other day, it might be in one ear and out the other to you, but the greatest mystery to Oscar Hughes in his life, the greatest mystery is not while I'm living, but the greatest mystery that I'll ever see or ever hear tell of when God gives me a brand new body. Thank God I could just about count on that. A brand spanking new body. It ain't going to be a body of flesh, but a brand spanking new body. Great mystery. Ain't no grave going to hold this body down. People's been buried for hundreds and thousands of years. Going to get a brand new body if they died in the Lord. What a mystery. What a mystery. Thank God. I ain't going to question God. It don't make any difference. But I'll have a new body one of these days to go with that spirit. And I'm just liable to be one of them. Are you looking at Brother Hughes tonight? I'm just liable to be one of them that rides a white horse and coming back with Jesus Christ.
Right. Right.
I believe that's going to be a body on that horse.
Yes,
going to be a body on that horse. And that old horse might be a chop in the bit. Thank God. What a great mystery. Oh, there's a lot of mysteries in the Bible. Whole bunch of them. Thank God. Now we've talked about faith and judgment. What about mercy? Is God merciful? When old Brother Hutchinson back there was lost on his way to hell, he lifted up his hands and